some of the closest supporters of President Bush are turning against his budget policy. Republicans commonly criticize government spending, but the president himself has been signing one record spending bill after another. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
President Bush is spending money like a teenager with a Visa card, financing costly new programs and piling up loads of debt. This is not the analysis of his political foes, but that of his conservative base. Kevin Hassett, a former Federal Reserve economist, is a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute.
Federal spending is soaring at every level. The first 3 years of the Bush administration have given us three of the five biggest increases in government spending in U.S. history. The other two were during World War II.
Security and war costs aside, Hassett points to unprecedented spending on education, farm relief, and now the anticipated $400 billion prescription drug benefit for seniors. He says federal spending is up 20% in the 3 years since Bush took office, and says these figures rival the spending of the Great Society era.
In Washington circles among right-wing thinkers, there's a certain amount of alarm that this spending appears to be going on and on and on.
In several instances, the president has approved spending the administration once deemed wasteful. Steve Ellis of the group Taxpayers for Common Sense points to the six-year, $100 billion farm bill he signed last year. Ellis says the administration talked a good game of reform, of weaning farmers from subsidies. They even came up with a detailed plan of how to pull it off. But in the end, Ellis says political concerns were put ahead of fiscal ones.
Through political muscle and fighting in Congress and the fact that there's a lot of political power behind the farm lobby. Essentially, the administration signed virtually the same bill that they excoriated in the very beginning of the process.
Contrast this with the president's commitment to tax cuts. Chris Edwards of the libertarian-leaning Cato Institute says on tax cuts, Mr. Bush fights to the bitter end to get what he wants. But when it comes to issues such as education, an area that's seen a 50% increase in funding during this administration, the president doesn't fight hard enough for the reforms he wants. In this instance, school choice.
He folds his hand far too early, and Congress ends up just passing a big spending increase without any substantial reforms in these programs. And I think that's, you know, an unfortunate precedent.
Despite this conservative analysis, liberal leaders in Congress are still finding some of their traditional programs like Meals on Wheels and energy assistance under attack. And liberal think tankers like Tom Mann of the Brookings Institution says it's a wild exaggeration to say social spending is out of control.
I think conservatives are dreaming.
Economic growth has been flat, Mann says, so increased federal spending may now account for a slightly larger percentage of the nation's GDP. But he says farm relief and education reform are mere sideshows to the big picture.
The mega changes in our fiscal situation are driven by large increases for defense and security spending and by huge tax cuts.
The administration has long argued that its tax cuts will boost the economy, but AEI's Kevin Hassett argues when they're coupled with increased spending, the economy will suffer. He says when government takes a big bite out of the apple, countries get higher unemployment, higher interest rates, and slow growth. He points to France, where government spending is about half of the economy, as an example.
You know, the United States is on the road to France in terms of how big our government is, and President Bush has done nothing to get us off that road.
It's an analogy that would certainly cause many in the administration to shudder. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.